Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ricky over there from Fox 5. Tyler Fox. 98.5 KLUC. You see what I'm doing right there, Ricky?
Yeah, I just realized that actually rhymes. Fox 5 and 98.5.
And Tyler Fox.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then Ricky Cornish, and then Channel Q, and radio.com. And
it's really all beautifully connected.
Saturday mornings from 10 until 11. How was your week, Ricky?
It was pretty good. You know, another crazy week, as always, living the quarantine lifestyle. How about yourself?
Oh, my goodness. I'm still over here trying to figure out how one person can make so many messes in a house where it's just one person.
Well, imagine living with a family of four. That's where I'm at right now.
crazy times. But I'm glad the quarantine is going well for you.
Yes.
We're just kind of getting through it. So I wanted to say on the phone this morning, but since we're all like virtually connected, nobody's really like on a phone.
I know. Tyler, question. Besides a work call, when was the last time you actually picked up the phone and talked to somebody?
Ooh, gosh.
I know, right?
Days? I feel like it's been days.
I don't know, maybe if it's just my generation, but I never pick up the phone and actually call somebody. It's usually just text. I do FaceTime, I will admit that, but for the most part, it's mainly just texting nowadays.
When's the last time you did a Zoom meeting?
All the time. I do them all the time for my work. But for fun, like a fun Zoom meeting, that's like weeks ago.
Have you heard of that app? It's called House Party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you like it? No.
It's not my first choice. No, how about you? Do you like it?
I'm still kind of trying to figure it out. Because you know it's got this little notifications that pop up all the time. Like even if you're friends with somebody, it'll pop up and let you know that they're in the house, and you can either sneak in or slide them a note or something.
I don't know. You know, it's so funny. I go back and forth on the whole privacy thing because part of me is like, I want to be private. I don't want anybody to have my info. But I'm also on TikTok every day, and you know, the Chinese government is apparently stealing our information the more you use that app. So there's really no in between.
Well, I'm the one with us this morning on Channel Q, 94.1 HD2, is Lord Ramsey's.
Woo!
Yay!
Good morning, everybody.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So this is not your first time here, kind of. I mean, I know we've done the show together before, but this is just kind of like the first time we've done it virtually and everything.
Virtually, it would be the first time. All
right. And so, how are you like holding up in this time? That's what I want to know. Are you holding up okay?
I was until two days ago.
What happened?
So I went shopping. I love shopping, a lot of retail shopping through the quarantine here, but I can't find my wallet now.
Now here's the thing, I check my bank account, I check all my credit cards.
There's no usage, there's no activity, so I'm thinking it has to be in my car. It has to be maybe at the store somewhere or in my garage, but I've been like a crazy lunatic looking for that damn thing the last two days, and I haven't been able to find it. But there's no activity on there, so.
Oh, well, that's good at least.
No one found it, you know, so.
Oh my gosh. Well, can you at least cancel all the stuff in case you don't find it?
Yeah, I can do it through the apps. I just don't, you know, I just don't want to deal with the whole DMV getting a replacement for my driver's license.
You guys, I don't even think you can right now.
That's the thing. You can't do anything.
Well, at least you got it kind of like narrowed down to like one of three places.
Yeah, this is the kind of, you know, I kind of just wish I had one of those like, you know, like square trackers you put in your wallet and you can kind of track your, you know, to see where it's at. But
that would be amazing.
Especially for a wallet.
Kind of like, you know how, like, you could track your iPhone? Like, when you lose your iPhone and you panic and you can, like,
you can do the same thing with wallets. But I just never really cared for putting stuff like that in my wallet.
Okay, but I have a question. So you went shopping. You potentially lost your wallet over this. What did you... Because I went shopping today, too. I have to admit, I was weak, and I went shopping today. So what did you buy?
I bought four pairs of shoes.
Ah, yes.
Four?
Four, yes. I have one tactile on them. I haven't. No, I have a thing for shoes. I have about 100 pairs of shoes currently.
I love it.
Yeah, but most of them are tennis shoes because I like to be
comfortable. Me too.
I like to walk around.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I found my spirit animal because I buy so many tennis shoes too. That's like my favorite kind.
You know, because the gyms are closed now, so I'm thinking, what's going to look cute when we go back, right? So here you have me at the store buying a whole bunch of different, you know, tennis shoes for the gym. Yeah, I lose my wallet, so.
It's worth it. It's worth it for new shoes. It's always worth it for new shoes.
Well, here's the thing. I went to one store, and it was fine. Then I drove over to another store right after. And I get to the check stand, and the lady was like, you know, your total is blah, blah. And I'm like, sure, no problem. I'm digging in my pockets, no wallet to be found. So then I'm like, you know what, let me run to the car real quick. I think it's there. Run to the car, come back, no wallet. Luckily, they had Apple Pay, so I just did that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than like getting right to the checkout and realizing I don't have my wallet.
Or have you guys ever been at the grocery store when you like think you have everything but you forgot something on the list?
All the time.
Every damn time I go.
The worst.
All the time that happens.
Every damn time I go.
You know what I do now? I just do Instacart. I'd rather just them deliver. Make that's the only way I can make sure I never, you know, miss a thing.
Right. I, you know, that's smart.
I wish I was that put together. I wish I was, but I'm not.
No, I literally do the same. My brother actually started working for DoorDash because everyone's just, you know, ordering Rachel's Kitchen or whatever they're ordering. And they're not, you know, going nowadays, especially since so many of the restaurants were closed. But I'm kind of curious, like, do you guys plan on going back to any restaurants anytime soon?
Once I find my wallet.
You know what I want to do, though? You know what I want to do? When everything opens back up, I want to go to Piranha. That's what I've been missing.
Wait a minute. I need opinions. I need opinions on Rain On Me. What do we think?
I love the song. I love it.
Lord Ramsey, what do you think?
He doesn't love it.
He's not loving it.
Here's the thing. I'm not a fan of Ari. Kill me now.
We were spirit animals until you said that.
Okay, so
wow,
I like her.
That was a quick relationship.
She cheated on me. No, so I like her music. I like her vibe. I like her tone. I like a lot of stuff. But for me, I don't think she's done a lot of strides like other singers for her to earn the spot where she's at.
Right. That's I respect that.
You know what I mean? You know what
I mean? I totally respect that.
I think she has a lot of clout. Well, no, I just think she has a lot of clout, and I think she has a, you know, she has a voice. She has a very powerful mic. And she's got this large platform. But I think overall, if you compare maybe an Ari to a Lady Gaga, right? Lady Gaga does more philanthropy than Ari.
Certainly.
So for me, I just don't think she's there yet. But I think it's a smart move on, you know, on the label.
Oh, absolutely. People were going crazy when it came out.
Totally loving it. Totally loving it. All right. So Lord Ramses from Industry Gods on the all-new Channel Q. Let me ask you a question. How are you feeling about things reopening? Like, when do you think things will probably reopen here in Las Vegas?
Well, you know, it sounds like June 4th will be like our lucky number here. But I think there'll be probably another phase after that for us to fully reopen. I don't see a lot of people buying show tickets at the beginning. I have a lot of different connects and casinos and shows, and they're part of casts, but they're not seeing a lot of spike in numbers as far as ticket sales.
You know, they're going to be like sitting further and further apart, so it's going to be less seats. You know, it just goes on and on and on.
It's maybe a little bit weird, right?
And I'm kind of curious, like, what shows exactly? Are they kind of more like theatrical type shows or more like concerts?
No, it's more like theatrical, more like Cirque du Soleil. I have a lot of friends to work for Cirque, and they have no direction whatsoever thus far. So,
yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that. We had Edie on last week, actually, and she was saying the same thing. She was like, you know, of course, all of a sudden, everybody was unemployed. And there's really no way of knowing when things are going to start to go back to normal.
Right, right. They have no idea. I think it's uncharted territory for most of us. You know, especially the entertainment industry.
Right.
With so many, like, you know, I have a lot of friends that work at Absinthe, and I think about how are they going to properly socially distance a show that normally, like, packs everybody in a small space, you know?
Right, right. The person next to me did not stop talking for the whole 2.5 hours the movie last time. I regret bringing them out to the movie.
Yeah. I would drop them as, yes. Why do people do that? Like, why would you talk?
I thought to myself, please take your green hair out of my sight.
You're terrible. Again, Lord Ramses.
No names, but
I don't know anything about nothing about nobody about nothing. Lord Ramses, what we do want to know more about though is where we can find you on the World Wide Web.
Sure, Instagram, Industry Gods. We're there. My own is lord.ramses on Instagram. But yeah, right now we're working on a lot of projects that especially with this quarantine season going on. We're not just a talent agency, we're an entertainment company, and so we are producing our very first show, which will be premiering on YouTube.
We need to collaborate with some Podtastic Friends stuff.
Yes, that'll be amazing. Anytime, I'm down.
Definitely. Well, we'll have you back on the show soon. Thanks so much for coming on this morning. We appreciate your time.
Have a good one, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.